Welcome to the Preaching Matters podcast. My name is Alan Carr, and I am your host. Thank you for listening to our episode today. On this podcast, we talk about preaching because we believe preaching matters, and we certainly want our preaching to be better. We want it to glorify God, and we want it to be biblical, and so that's what this podcast is about. We talk about all matters related to preaching because we believe preaching matters, so thank you for tuning in today. We're going to get right into the episode, but before we do, let me ask you to go to your favorite podcast directory and leave us a good review. We would appreciate that. Get in touch with us. Let us know what you think. Now, let's talk about preaching because preaching matters. Welcome back to the Preaching Matters podcast. This is Alan Carr, and I thank you for being with me today. And if you have been with us all this time, you have successfully survived until episode number 34. Now, we finished up our steps on preparation last time, so by this time, you should have a sermon ready to go. You have found your subject, you have found your theme, you've written a great proposition, a good proposition, interrogative. You have gotten a keyword, a transitional sentence. You have formulated the main points, the subpoints, and the introduction and the conclusion. And now you are ready to march to the pulpit and proclaim the glories of Christ to the congregation. Well, today I should be moving on to step six, which is incubation. But I really want to talk about something else right here. And so I'm going to stop and get incubation next week. But today we're going to talk about this matter of what do you use when it comes time to preach? And really it boils down to this. You can either use an outline, you can use a full manuscript, or you can go totally crazy and take nothing with you at all into the pulpit. So let's talk about that. Should we manuscript? Should we use an outline? Or should we just throw caution to the wind and go to the pulpit without any kind of safety net whatsoever? And if you've been with me thus far, you know that I'm going to advocate for the manuscript because I believe that is the best way for me to prepare. So I'm going to go ahead and give you the key answer to all this right now. Should you use notes, no notes, manuscript? Use what works best for you. That is exactly what you should do. And you should do nothing else. Find out what works for you in your world, in your preaching. And that's what you do. If you function well with no notes, go for it, man. Be free. Have a time. If you need an outline to keep you on track, then by all means, use an outline. If you need to write everything out in a full manuscript, then just go for it. Write that manuscript and preach it. Whatever works for you is what you should do. The Bible does not say one way or the other. And preachers down through history have used all types of methods going to the pulpit, and they've taken various things with them. Some take a simple outline on a post-it note. Some take many, many pages of manuscript sermon material like I do. And there's all kind of guys in the middle. So find what works for you, and that's what you do. Don't be afraid. Don't feel like you got to be like anybody else, man. Find your vibe and roll with it. Do what you need to do for you, okay? So let me go ahead and advocate up front for the manuscript. I like it because it gives me some advantages. At least I think it does. Okay. I like having this manuscript before me because it is my manuscript. What I mean by that is I have studied the passage and I have dug out the material that needs to be preached, and I have put this together in a cohesive unit, and I have written about it. I have written it out in full in my words. So that when I get up in the pulpit to preach, yes, my manuscript is open, but I'm not reading my manuscript because I've had a lot of time to familiarize myself with the content, and I have tried to internalize as much of that as I can. And typically, I only need a glance down if I get kind of sidetracked to find out where I need to be. So the manuscript works well for me. And let me give you a couple of reasons why. Number one, I would mention the idea of clarity. When you write everything out, you realize that these concepts you thought you had clear in your head were not so clear after all. And if it takes you forever to explain something simple, then you're not prepared to preach it. So writing it out helps you clarify and simplify what you want to say. it can force you, I think, into logical, coherent discourse. That is, you cut through all the jargon, you cut through all the junk, and you get down to what needs to be said. And it lets you frame those thoughts in your mind as you write. And so what you wind up with is a clear statement rather than something you just make up while you're standing on your feet. Some people think faster than I do. Some people have a great gift of gab, and they can stand up there and they can just, words just come, right? Well, I'm not that way. I have to have something before me. I have to have crutches, if you will. And so I need to clarify what I want to say as I prepare my sermon. So writing it out gives me great clarity. Something else, it gives me confidence because it helps me be clear about what I'm going to say and how I'm going to say it. And that builds my confidence. And I think a confident preacher is a far more persuasive preacher than one who stumbles from thought to thought. It can also aid with me being concise. So if I don't exactly know how I want to say something, I'll spend a lot of words trying to get my thought across. That means it takes longer for me to get to the point, and thus it takes longer for me to finish the sermon. And these are two things every congregation desires their preacher to fix. They want you to get to the point, and they want you to get done as quickly as possible. So it helps me be concise because I can look at my manuscript after I've written it, and I can go back and edit it, and any extraneous junk that's in there, I can cut it out. And I try to keep my manuscripts, as I've said before, around 3,500 words. That seems to be a good goal for me, and that equates to about 35 minutes of preaching time. So if I read through my manuscript and I find that I'm being over verbose, using too many words in a certain area, I can kind of pare that tree back until everything fits like it should. So it helps me be concise. Also, it helps me be creative because unlike listing out just simple bullet points or just a simple outline, as I write, my brain seems to recruit more active faculties, and this results in better sermon illustrations and applications. So as I write, I'm thinking, and as I write, all of these things come out in my mind, and I want to put them down on paper because they prove to be helpful for me. So creativity is a blessing in this sense. Now, let me just say this to you. I love to preach. I don't know whether I'm a good preacher or not. People say they like it, but who knows, right? I'm not the judge of that. I can't judge my own effectiveness. But what I do know is this. I do believe with all my heart that I write better than I preach. I believe my writing is better than my preaching. And so when I sit down to write, everything becomes crystal clear in my mind, and I can work through all of these processes and all of these thoughts and all of these illustrations and all of these real-world applications and all the interpretations. I can think through that, and I have time to get it on paper the way it needs to be said. Besides that, thinking through it, again, helps me with clarity. It helps me to embrace within my heart, within my mind, the things I'm trying to write in the manuscript. And something else it does is that it builds momentum in sermon preparation because I don't get bogged down in all the unnecessary minutiae or little things that are in the text which are not important or that do not relate to the proposition. It helps me retain focus and it builds that momentum. And the most important issues in the text tend to rise to the surface, and I deal with them from a preaching perspective rather than a mere interpretive perspective. And what I mean by this is, I'm not sitting there as a scholar trying to discern what the Word of God says, but I am functioning as a preacher as I type. I am literally preaching through my keyboard the things I want the congregation to hear. And it helps me think through how everything I'm going to say applies to the congregation to which I'm preaching. So manuscripting is the best way for me. Now that may not be how you roll. And if it's not how you roll, then that's cool. You do you and whatever. But you know, it also, manuscripting, I think it helps me practice humility because I'm basically admitting that that I'm teaching immortal truth, eternal truth through a mortal vessel, two mortal vessels, and it helps keep me focused on what I'm doing. It helps me deal with my natural limitations. And I think when I used to preach from notes alone, Sometimes I would get up there and lose my train of thought. I would fail at making good transitional sentences. And after I got through preaching, I would often feel like I could have explained God much better if I was given another chance. And so I felt like my spoken words fell short of who God is, which is they always do. But I believed I was capable of better communication. So I believed God had given me more potential than I was using. And other times I failed to say what I wanted to say because I simply forgot to say it. And preaching from a manuscript helped alleviate those problems in my life. So I would recommend that. And, you know, I think it's a good plan. Have that thing manuscript, work it out, and let your true self show. Think through everything you want to say, and then use it or don't use it when you preach. That's up to you. But at least give it the chance. Give your brain the chance to get down on paper what you want the people to understand about the passage. So I am an advocate of writing full manuscripts. And so while I'm also a very big advocate of body language, how you move in the pulpit, how you use your hands, maintaining good eye contact and all of that, I do think content trumps all of that. If the content is terrible, it doesn't matter if you're jumping around like a drunk chimpanzee, and it doesn't matter if you lock eyes with everybody in the congregation. If your content stinks, your sermon stinks. But if your content is on point, then absolutely the sermon is going to be on point. So work on that content, and manuscripting helps me do that. And because it's my wording on the page, or actually on the iPad screen, which is what I use, but since I have that wording, it came from my heart. So what I find out is I'm not really preaching the manuscript, but the manuscript begins to preach through me. It allows me to say what I want to say in a very concise, coherent fashion so that those who sit under my preaching can at least understand what I'm trying to get across. That manuscript will take over and it will preach the sermon through me. So all of these words, which came from my heart, my brain, that I've put down on paper, they are in me, they are a part of me, and that makes it easier to relate them back. So when I'm preaching from a manuscript, I'm not a slave to my text, okay? I'm not standing up there reading in a monotone voice and just reading page after page. That's so boring. I wouldn't do that. But I'm kind of sipping and dipping, if you know what I mean. I'm preaching, and if I need a little confirmation, need a little guidance as to what come next, I'm just going to dip my eyes down, look, and I'm right back on the congregation, and I'm going to keep preaching. And so, it helps me. So I believe in full manuscripts. Another benefit of manuscripting is that when I get done with the sermon and I file it away, in my case, electronically, if I come back to that passage in a future date, I can pull up that manuscript, and what I've got there before me is not a sermon I'm going to re-preach, but it is a guideline. It helps me to see how I interpreted that text last time. All of my word studies are there and all of that stuff. And so it saves a little bit of time in future preparation. And I would recommend that you learn how to manuscript and go for it, and you'll be glad you did. So manuscripting, that's one method. Well, what about going there with an outline? Now, there are two kinds of outline. There's the bare bones outline, which just has the main points and the subpoints listed out. Maybe a few scripture references, maybe a hint about an illustration. You want to talk about the boy and the dog, and that's all you put in there. And that's going to trigger your memory in the moment, and that's going to help you preach through that sermon in that way, outlining. You can do that. I did that for many, many years. I go back now, and I pull out those old outlines, and I look at them, and I wonder, you know, what is that story about the boy and the dog? I wish I knew that now. Might still be an illustration I could use in my current pastorate. Anyway, I don't know what it is. Have no idea what it means now. Meant something then, doesn't mean anything now. But that outline is a good way to preach. It really is. You can memorize the outline. You can familiarize yourself with it. And then you can get up and preach through the outline. It helps keep you on track. And that can wind up allowing you to preach a great sermon. So yeah, there's nothing wrong with the outline, whether it's an expanded outline. If you don't know what I mean by that, an expanded outline is an outline that has maybe two or three sentences after each main point, just kind of setting the stage or the interpretive idea or letting you know what's coming from that particular point. And so you do that to keep that fresh in your mind. That's an expanded outline, whereas a simple outline is just the points and subpoints and whatever else you've got in there. And I would even recommend, though, then if you do decide to go with an outline, I would still recommend that you write out your introduction and conclusion so that you'll know how you're going to get into the sermon and you're going to have a plan to get out of it, because those things should not be left to the preaching moment. Because in the excitement of preaching, you might forget how you're going to exit. And you want to be able to find the exit. When it's time to find the exit, you got to bring that plane in for a landing. So have that thought out and have that written out and be prepared to make that conclusion. And also, since the introduction is so important for acquiring people's attention, you want to have that thing thought through. And it's always good to write that out and commit as much as possible of it to memory so that you're not a slave to your notes. So, yeah, outlining is great. There are times when I still preach from an outline. It just doesn't matter. And in recent days, I've thought about taking my manuscript and just pulling out the outline and reading through the manuscript multiple times. And then when it's time to preach, just preach from the outline. I've thought about that, but I've not quite made that leap yet. I feel like I could do it with no problems, but still, I like having the manuscript there so that in the end, I don't forget what I want to say. Now, some people say, well, you know, the Holy Ghost, if he wants you to say it, he'll bring it to your mind. I understand all of that, and he is more than capable of doing that. But I'm also going to tell you this. If it's not in my mind, the Spirit of God can't use it. Okay? He's not going to bring to my mind something I haven't committed to my memory or my thought processes. And so it's good for me to have that stuff in there for him to be able to pull from and to use. Again, I say, whether you manuscript or preach from an outline, it's entirely up to you. Now, let's talk about preaching without notes. Nothing. I mean, you're on your own. You walk into that pulpit and all you've got before you is a Bible and a thought in your mind, an outline in your mind or whatever. Hey, man. That's preaching extemporaneously, just off the cuff, letting her roll. And nothing wrong with that. I've done it many, many times in my ministry. I go to the pulpit with nothing but the sermon in my mind and the text before me and stand up and preach. And one thing I like about it is it does allow you to make constant contact with the congregation. Plus, it also gives you a sense of freedom and liberty when you preach. You are open to anything the Holy Spirit wants you to do, and that's good. That's liberating. And so I do use this method from time to time. In fact, just about maybe a month ago at our church, I went in and was prepared to preach a sermon, but it just didn't feel right. It just didn't seem like it was the right sermon for the day. So I'm in Luke, and I'm in Luke 11, and that was the next section in that chapter, but I just didn't feel comfortable preaching that message. And as I waited for service to start in my office, I was just back there thinking and meditating on what I was going to do, how I wanted to handle this. When God placed a text on my mind, or the Holy Spirit brought a text to my mind, I turned over there, read it a couple times. God gave me a quick 3-point outline, and I just stood up that Sunday morning and preached it and had a great time, and it was well received. So I did it without notes. I did it without any preparation. But I would also say to you, don't try this if you're a new preacher. Don't try just to get up and preach off the cuff like that. I'm not saying it because I've arrived at some special formula or that after all these years I have acquired so much knowledge I don't need any help. What it is, I have preached for nearly 40 years, and during that 40-year period of time, I've preached thousands of sermons, and those sermons are always floating around in my mind. And as a consequence of preaching so many sermons, I have studied thousands and thousands of preaching texts. And that information is in my mind. Word studies are in there. Illustrations are in there. These thoughts are in there. And so when I preach a passage like that off the cuff without any preparation, it just means I'm not prepared for that particular sermon in the moment. But over the years, I have done enough preparation that those thoughts are there for the Holy Spirit to use. So it's not about just getting up there, opening up your Bible, and wherever it opens, that's where you preach. Don't do that. Even if you preach without notes, be sure you prepare well. And I will say this about preaching without notes. preaching without notes may require you to prepare more than you would even if you were writing a manuscript, because you know you're going to be flying by the seat of your pants, as it were, and you know you're not going to have any net under you, no safety net. There's not going to be anything there to jog your memory. And so you must prepare well. You've got to know that text. You've got to know how you're going to introduce it. You've got to know how you're going to preach the body, and you've got to know how you're going to conclude it. And that requires a lot of work. So preaching without notes, it is awesome. It is awesome. And I've even contemplated going that route, writing the manuscript, getting that in my heart and mind, and then just standing up there with my text and preaching the word without any safety net under me. And be honest with you, it terrifies me, especially if I'm in a deeply theological passage or in a passage that's very complicated. I feel like I need some help. There are many Sundays when I rarely glance at my manuscript while I'm preaching, because I have studied it and I do have it in my heart and mind, and it's my words anyway. And so as I preach that manuscript, it's just preaching through me, bringing back those things that I've studied. And so I don't use it. And on those days, I'm kind of preaching without notes, I guess, in a sense. But to go up there with nothing but the Holy Spirit and your Bible, that can be terrifying. But if you get in the habit of doing that and you make that your way of preaching and presenting, then it's not going to be a problem for you. You're going to love it. You're going to love the freedom of it. You're going to love the way you can engage the congregation more. You're going to love the inspirations, I guess you'd use the word inspiration, or the ideas which come to you in the moment. The Holy Spirit's going to bring to your mind things that you didn't think of during the preparation process, and he's going to help you build that sermon as you preach. But I would say to you still, if you preach without notes, great, do that. But still manuscript, man, still write those thoughts down. What a shame it would be to preach this tremendous message and do it so well and have such a great time doing it and have great results and know the word of God was preached, and yet to come back 2 or 3 weeks later and not even remember what you said. So that's a time when you got to go to the sound room guys. You got to say, hey man, I need a CD or DVD of that particular service so I can take down the notes, right? Whereas if you had prepared those notes ahead of time and then learned them in your study and prep time, then you would have them after you got done to refer to again at a future date. So I don't know how you roll. I don't know the way you do it. I don't know what you prefer. For me right now, I'm in a situation where I manuscript. And among other reasons, one reason I do that is my sermons are published, and it makes it easier for those who read them in their Bible study software or online or wherever they get it. It's easier for them if I have those sermons written out in full. So I do that for publication. I do that for memory retention. I do that for future access. I do that because who knows how I'm going to use those sermons in the future. So for me, full manuscript is the way to go. But I still like the freedom of preaching without notes from time to time. And so again, there are times when I just scrap everything and preach. And I still try to be expository. I still try to find the right subject and theme, have a proposition in mind. I do all that stuff in my head prior to engaging the congregation with the truth, so that when I preach, I am still preaching an expositional sermon which exposes, exegetes, interprets, and applies the message of the text to the people. And that's the bottom line, right? So again, I'm going to say this. It doesn't matter what you do. It doesn't matter if you go without notes. It doesn't matter if you preach with an outline. And it doesn't matter if you manuscript or any other kind of method you come up with. What matters is that you do what works for you. You find your place and you get in your place and you preach the word of God in the power of the Holy Spirit without fear, without favor, without compromise. Just preach the truth and God will bless it for you. His glory. The main thing is God called you to preach. And if God called you to preach, preach. Amen. Just get out there and preach and do it. However you do it to the glory of God. And I'll say this, we'll talk about delivery at some point in the future, but don't be a robot, man. Don't be a robot in the pulpit. Don't speak with a monotone. Don't be boring and don't be a parrot. Don't do what your favorite preacher does. You be you. and be the best you can be. Give God the best you've got and preach, and man, just have fun with it. Enjoy it. It is a great privilege. It is a wonderful, wonderful calling. The ability to stand up and preach the word of God is such a great thrill and blessing to my soul, and I'm sure it is to yours too. So let me know what you think. Do you manuscript? Do you outline? Do you preach without notes? I'd love to hear. Be sure and email me at alancarr@gmail.com and let me know. That's alancarr@gmail.com. Let me know, okay? Reach out to me and tell me what you do, and then give me your rationale for what you do, because I would love to learn from you. I do not have all the answers. After all of these years, I'm still trying to improve my craft, and I hope you are too. So reach out to me, alancarr@gmail.com, and be sure and go to your favorite podcast directory. Subscribe, hit that button so that you'll be notified when the latest episode drops, and then take the time to review us. And I mean, I'm hoping it's 5-star, but be honest, of course, and give us a review and let us know what you think so that others can find it. It really helps us. If you want to do something to help us, that's really the best way. Pray for us, number one. Number two, leave a review. That's a blessing. And of course, you can find the Patreon link for our show if you want to be a supporter and help us financially to pay the bills associated with this podcast. You can do that at Patreon, and there's a link in the show notes. So thanks for being here today. I appreciate you guys. I thank you for coming. And my goodness, it's been a blessing to talk to you. And just to be honest, the show notes will be brief because I didn't have anything. I just kind of podcasted from the cuff today, but I'd love to hear what you have to say about it. So God bless you. Take care of yourselves. Take care of others. And by all means, preachers, preach the word of God in power for the glory of the Lord. God bless you until next time. Thank you once again for joining us today on the Preaching Matters podcast. We'll try to have a new episode out next week, so I encourage you, if you enjoyed the episode or you think someone else would enjoy it, first, I want you to subscribe, and I'd like for you to leave a positive review on the platform of your choice, or on several if you choose, and I'd like for you to tell somebody else about it. This is a podcast for preachers. If you are a preacher or know some preacher who might benefit, share the news. God bless you. Thanks for being here. Pray that preaching goes well for you, and God blesses you in your work for His glory. Pray for us, and Lord willing, we'll see you next week.